dispute under bad faith. To prevail in a domain name dispute under the UDRP, the complainant must prove that the disputed domain name, quote, has been registered and is being used in bad faith. Paragraph 4B of the policy lists four circumstances as evidence of bad faith. 1. The domain was registered primarily for the purpose of selling it to the complainant or a competitor for more than the documented out-of-pocket expenses related to the name. Or 2. The domain was registered in order to prevent the mark owner from using it, provided that the registrant has engaged in a pattern of such registration. Or 3. The domain was registered primarily to disrupt the business of a competitor. Or 4. By using the domain, the registrant has intentionally attempted to attract users for commercial gain by creating a likelihood of confusion as to the source or affiliation. These factors are non-exclusive, and panels have applied them rather loosely, finding bad faith in activities beyond those enumerated in the list. Requirements of bad faith, registration and use. Bad faith use. Trademark attorneys were initially concerned by the UDRP's bad faith use requirement because under U.S. trademark law, use meant that the domain name had to be used in commerce. The hope was that the UDRP would fill this existing gap by giving trademark holders a claim against the domain name owner even if the domain wasn't being used commercially. The UDRP language to be interpreted to require actual bad faith use of the domain name in a manner consistent with the common understanding of the word use, the UDRP would have been unable to fill this gap. But the requirement of use has not been as troublesome as trademark holders had initially anticipated. Three of the four factors outlining bad faith do not require any use per se, at least as defined in common parlance. And many of the early decisions under the UDRP have similarly found bad faith in the absence of any traditional use of the domain, indeed even in the absence of an active website. For example, in the first case decided under the UDRP, the dispute over WorldWrestlingFederation.com, the panel resolved that an offer to sell amounts to use of a domain name, even if that offer constitutes the respondent's only use of the name. In short, an offer alone may constitute use sufficient to merit a finding of bad faith, a finding cited as authority in numerous subsequent cases. But the issue of just how broadly panels will define the term use is still unresolved. The panel in the dispute over Telstra.org construed use so broadly as to include inactive use. It stated, quote, paragraph 4B recognizes that inaction, e.g. passive holding, in relation to a domain name registration can, in certain circumstances, constitute a domain name being used in bad faith. A combination of factors such as strong trademark, lack of evidence of good faith use, the respondent's attempt to conceal his identity, and the respondent's provision of false contact information led the panel to conclude that there were no plausible active uses that would be legitimate. There is an additional question of whether the UDRP requires present bad faith use. The literal wording states that a complainant must show that the disputed name, quote, has been registered and is being used in bad faith. This requirement raises the concern that the UDRP might not apply in cases where the disputed domain name does not link to an active website, since the requisite use would not be present. However, the issue has been the subject of very little discussion. While some panels simply ignore the present use requirement without comment, others actively sidestep it. For instance, in the dispute over IngersollRand.net, the panel reasoned that if at any time following the registration the name is being used in bad faith, the fact of bad faith use is established. Furthermore, if the definition of use becomes consistently broad enough to include passive holding, the question of present use will become moot because passive holding will always be present at the time of the dispute. Bad faith registration. Clear examples of bad faith registration are not hard to come by. They are exactly the situation the UDRP was designed to address, and any number of cases fall squarely within the 4B enumerated circumstances. More interesting are the less clear cases, in which panels go beyond the enumerated factors in reaching their decisions. In the dispute over TOEFL.com, the panel inferred bad faith registration from bad faith use, even where the respondent's only use was an offer to sell the domain name on a public internet auction site. The panel reasoned that because the respondent did nothing but offer the domain name for sale, the registration was for that sole purpose. The panel wrote, quote, as there is no evidence on the record that the respondent has undertaken any act regarding the disputed domain name other than to offer it for sale, the panel infers that the offering for sale was the respondent's purpose for the registration. If the respondent's offer for sale is determined to be in bad faith, then the registration will also be deemed to be in bad faith. Guidelines for finding bad faith. Primary purpose, to sell the name to a trademark owner or a competitor. The UDRP suggests that the respondent has acted in bad faith if its primary intent was to sell the domain name to the trademark owner or one of its competitors for a price in excess of out-of-pocket expenses related to the name. Since the primary purpose of the UDRP was to combat cyber squatting, numerous cases have been brought where some sort of attempt to sell was alleged or inferred. An offer to sell is not a prerequisite for proving intent to sell. In the dispute over HomeInteriors.net, a panel decided that the posting of only a counter on a website indicated intent to illustrate the site's value and offer it for sale. Furthermore, panels have found this requirement satisfied even in the absence of any offer to sell the domain name directly to the complainant or competitor. The panel in the dispute over TOEFL.com decided that an offer to sell generally was sufficient evidence for a finding of bad faith. And in the dispute over AmericanVintage.com, the panel determined that simple failure to make good faith use of the domain name indicated that the respondent's primary intent was to sell. It should be noted, however, that a respondent's offer to sell does not necessarily prove that its primary purpose in registering the name was to sell the name. Where the respondent had a legitimate prior interest in the domain name, its offer to sell the name for a mutually agreeable price did not establish bad faith. What constitutes a pattern of bad faith registration? The UDRP's second example of bad faith is registering a domain name in an attempt to block a trademark owner from using it, as long as the registrar engages in a pattern of such behavior. Early cases under the UDRP reflect some degree of conflict among the panels as to what constitutes a pattern of bad faith registration for the purposes of the 4B2 requirement. While the panels in the dispute over HomeInteriors.net and IngersollRand.net held that the registration of two or three names does not constitute a pattern, the panel in the dispute over BellevueSquare.com decided that the registration and subsequent failure to use just three domain names can constitute such a pattern when the respondents have defaulted and offered no evidence of good faith. Though it is impossible to specify a magic number at which point bad faith registration becomes a pattern, panels are likely to look at the surrounding circumstances, including whether the registrant has responded to the complaint, the degree of similarity between trademarks and the registered names, and the accuracy of the contact information provided in the registrations. Though panels have equivocated when presented with two or three names, it is hard to imagine any equivocation when presented with a significantly greater number. Registration primarily to disrupt a competitor's business. The UDRP states that registering a domain name primarily to disrupt a competitor's business constitutes evidence of bad faith. Complainants have so far had little trouble convincing panels of such intent on the part of registrants. For example, in the dispute over plastic.shop.com, the respondent registered two domain names using a competitor's trademark soon after learning of the competitor's confidential business strategy. And in the dispute over easyjet.net, the respondent's website used the disputed domain name to link to two of the complainant's competitors. Accordingly, bad faith was found in both cases. Intent to attract users for commercial gain by creating confusion with a trademark. The final instance of bad faith that the UDRP highlights occurs when the respondent has attempted to attract users to its website for commercial gain by creating and exploiting confusion between the disputed domain name and the trademark. Like the last guideline, instances of this abuse are rather obvious. For example, in the dispute over bbcenespanol.com, the respondent used the complainant's logo, framed the complainant's content, gave a description of services consistent with the complainant's activities, and placed advertising on the page. There was no indication of respondent's own activities on the website. Given the rather obvious attempt at profiting on the complainant's accrued goodwill, the panel was quick to find bad faith in both the use and the registration. Other indicators of bad faith. Since the UDRP specifies that bad faith is not limited to the specific circumstances enumerated in 4B, panels have taken the liberty of finding bad faith beyond the 4B factors. Consider this excerpt from the dispute over HomeInteriorsAndGifts.com, in which the panel found bad faith notwithstanding the complainant's failure to prove any of the specific indicators of bad faith. The panel wrote, quote, "The combination of the descriptive terms home interiors and gifts into one phrase results in a name that is more distinctive than descriptive, and an internet user entering www.homeinteriorsandgifts.com is more likely than not expecting to arrive at a website hosted by complainant, the holder of numerous registered trademarks and service marks dating back to as early as 1958. Moreover, the generic top-level domain .com has come to suggest a commercial enterprise bearing the trade name of the website host as the second-level domain, which precedes the .com. Finally, the fact that the respondent has posted only a counter at the website which records traffic to the site is tantamount to an advertisement that the website is for sale and is an indicator of its value. See also the dispute over tourplan.com, involving an employee who left his job, quote, more or less unhappily, then registered a domain name identical to the trademark of his former employer with no demonstrable plans to use the name. Additionally, in most cases, the respondent defaults by failing to submit a timely response, leading to an even greater likelihood of a finding of bad faith, since the dispute is then resolved solely on the complaint. In several cases, the panel has interpreted a respondent's default as a virtual admission of the complainant's allegations. As of April 19th, complainants have prevailed in nearly 80% of the cases decided under the UDRP, 150 out of 192. Although those are fairly good odds, as a result of respondent defaults, a number of these disputes were decided in the absence of any response by the domain name registrant. In cases where the respondent has submitted the requisite response, the resolution of the dispute in favor of the trademark holder is much less assured. For instance, in the dispute over Telaxis.com, after the parties began to dispute the domain, the registrant used the domain to redirect visitors to the sites of competitors of the complainant and to pornography sites. Nonetheless, the panel refused to interpret this behavior as sufficient to find in favor of the complainant. The panel ruled that the, quote, redirection of the disputed domain names to the websites of complainant's competitors or to pornographic websites were acts of bad faith by the respondent. However, paragraph 4A3 requires that the domain name has been registered and is being used in bad faith. The respondent's registration of the name was not in bad faith. In the dispute over microinfospace.com, even the likelihood of bad faith was deemed insufficient in the face of the registrant's well-supported response. The panelists noted that, quote, the evidence the complainant has filed raises an arguable likelihood that the registration of the domain name was in bad faith. However, the complainant has filed no direct evidence going specifically to the issue of bad faith. In contrast, the respondent has filed evidence touching directly on this issue.